Why so miserable?
Why, after many years of thinking and fretting about it, you finally start writing fiction seriously, do you approach it in such a relentlessly joyless way? Hours and hours in front of the screen, producing almost nothing, or at least nothing good, broken only by morose walks around the park. Partly this is what you had read was necessary. Put in the hours, don't wait for inspiration to strike. There were mitigating factors too. You hadn't been very well, and were worried about what else you might be able to do, how much you needed this to work. You worried that you were 27, and many of the writers you admire had already published books at this age. One day, when you were agonising over it all to your brother, not for the first time, he asked you why you were doing it if it made you so miserable. You did not have a good answer for this. You could not allow yourself to think this way. You were so serious. This is probably why it took you a long time to get started. You wanted so badly to be good at it, and you were worried that you'd find out that you were not. Worried that you would find out that you were not up to it, or only liked the idea of being a writer, and not the reality. Now, when you sat for hours in front of the screen, producing almost nothing, or at least nothing good, it seems as if your worries had been well-founded. Now, it wasn't even clear if you liked the idea of it. At least once every day, you thought about giving up and doing something else, becoming a teacher or a lawyer. You did not become a teacher or a lawyer. You did not want to do either of those things. In fact, you really couldn't think of anything else you wanted to do, and perhaps that was the problem. You think of something that Richard Ford said. Perhaps he was quoting someone else. A writer is someone who, having nothing to do, finds something to do. And you are consoled by that idea, the negative impulse. Then you will take a writing course, and although it will be a struggle, you still manage to write very little and aren't very well. Good things happen. On a station platform, you bump into someone from the course, someone whose writing you like, and she will tell you she loved a story you wrote. There will be other things, an agent, some stories published, finally a book published, and then another one. You are no longer 27, but still. You will look back at yourself then and think, lighten up, relax, don't kill yourself over this, don't make yourself ill. Things will be okay, much better than you feared, sometimes great. But you will also look back at this person, this serious, joyless, determined person that you find it hard now to relate to, and be a little grateful.